Man, what an awesome prayer. That God's Spirit would indwell us. And we have some testimonies of seeing that this morning. I appreciated Mark and Lisa, them sharing that about the mission trip. And then last week you heard Jacqueline share and even Ethan share their testimony about how they came to see Jesus in flesh through other people. And that's why we're here today, to celebrate along with them in the believer's baptism. Ethan, I believe you're going to be first, so come on down. The water's getting warm. This is Ethan. He is you're 14? Yeah. 14. And he is a special kid. He's a special guy. You guys have been coming. His brother and his stepsister got baptized here last year. And he saw that. He was happy for them. He celebrated with them. But he wasn't sure where he was at with that. He didn't want to do it because that's what everyone else was doing. He's a deep thinker. He's very intellectual. And God really blessed him through his faith, stepping out and going on a mission trip week four last with us. And even preparing for that, I shared that a little bit about his testimony, saying he wasn't sure where he was at with God. But he knew there was a God. You knew there was a God, right? But he wasn't sure where he stood with them. So he went, and Thursday night we had a celebration where all the teams came together, all the teams that were from all over the place, and we had a worship service and some testimonies. And at the end of that, he was ready. He'd seen God, and I talked to him afterwards. I said, well, what was it? What was it about the trip? And he said, it was little things. And he shared in Sunday school this morning that there was a verse, we get memory verses on Wednesday night, and there was a memory verse that he had. And one morning, they were doing a devotion, and that memory verse was there. And he saw that as God, just because God doesn't work in coincidence. It's divine appointments. And he saw God lining that up for him. And then another testimony of his was just in individuals reaching out to him and just making him feel part of this, of the body of the church, and just loving on him that way. He saw Christ in a new way. I said I was going to ask you something, but then I didn't, did I? I just said it, so. But Ethan, you've come to trust Jesus as your Savior. You're ready to make this statement of faith and to follow him in the believer's baptism and make him Lord of your life. Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, with that, it is my privilege, my honor, to baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And now we have Jacqueline Hall. Jacqueline, how long have you been coming to Eastwood? She has no idea. Les, you know, Les has been faithful to bring Cade and Jacqueline. Every time he can, he's brought them. And she has been an integral part of our youth. She is always cheerful. She's loving. Her testimony, which she bravely gave in front of a crowd of like 500 an open-air block party we had on Tuesday night of our mission trip, she got up and just kind of shared her testimony about how she got to a point where she was realizing her friends that she was going to school with weren't really leading her in the right direction. And she got invited to Eastwood, she came, and she saw, made new friends here that she saw as just really godly examples, and she saw the love of Christ in them in a powerful way. And to me, that's awesome to think that we have 11, 12, 13-year-old faithful missionaries here, just living out the life of Christ. I mean, these girls wouldn't think, man, yeah, we saw Jacqueline as a project. They saw her as a friend, and they lived her life. And through that, she was influenced to really have a hunger and desire for that. And whatever happened on Tuesday night, she stepped out and made herself vulnerable and sharing just that story that God spoke to her that night through the message of the gospel presented, and she accepted Jesus to be her Lord and King of her life. So, did you want to add to that? She said she really wanted to talk. But so with that, so you have decided to lay down your life and to your wants and your desires and follow after what God has for you through Jesus. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, with that profession, it's my privilege to baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Man, God is so good, and it's awesome to see things like that and be part of just changes like that. And this is just the start of it. Reading in Matthew 28:19, it says, you know, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And the verse after that, 20, does anybody know what that says? The gist of it, this is also our part in teaching them to obey all that I've commanded you. And that's what we do. That's what a lot of these guys have done so well. I think of with Jacqueline, with Les, his faithfulness of bringing her, of these girls that are faithful to be her friend and reach out to her, of Shelly, Lisa, Rob, and intentionally outside of church, pouring God's truth and word into her. What an awesome thing it is to be part of a body that loves that way. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for these two hearts that have chosen you, that have set out to push past their own wants, their own desires, what the world says, but to seek after you. God, I just thank you for their profession of faith right here publicly. Lord, I pray that you strengthen them. Lord, that they'll be able to walk that out, or that they won't just be titled Christians, but they'll become devoted followers of your Son, Jesus. God, I praise you and thank you for the faithful servants that you have that have led them here, that you've used to spread your gospel, your kingdom. Lord, I pray that you just continue to do that, and you'll make them into disciples that will lead others to you. God, we just praise you and we worship you. It's your name we pray. Amen.